It's a rather comfortable mid-September afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are up a few degrees from yesterday, so it's not feeling as cool. And the wind is a bit gusty out of the south, and it's that wind out of the south that will keep temperatures up tonight compared to the past few nights. So it's not going to be as chilly coming up tonight. And then tomorrow we'll have a cold front come through, and following that front, we are going to have a pretty significant cool down. So Friday and the weekend are going to have a real fall feel. And we are also going to have multiple opportunities for frost. So the growing season may be coming to a close in portions of our area as we work through late week into the weekend. Also, as that front comes through, it looks like a lot of this smoky haze will be pushed away from our area. So if that does play out, we should end up having brighter weather as the front goes by, the smoke goes away, and that means more blue sky should come through later in the week into the weekend. Right now, things are looking quiet over the next few hours. So if you're going to be out through late afternoon into this evening, I do not expect the weather to really cause you any trouble at all. Temperatures overnight will be largely in the 50s. And then for tomorrow, a cold front is going to work from north to south through our area. There's not much moisture with this front, so while I do have the chance for some scattered showers in the forecast, it's not going to rain everywhere, and it's not going to rain the whole day, but it's still a good idea to have your umbrella with you. And then as we work through tomorrow night into Friday, some of the remnant moisture from Sally will try to come up the East Coast, and it might link up with that front a little bit to bring a couple of showers, mainly well southeast of Albany, late tomorrow night into Friday, though it looks like the front will come through quickly enough to keep most of that moisture down to the south. Sally did come ashore as a hurricane earlier today. Serious flooding continues across portions of the southeast. With Sally, it has been a very heavy rainmaker, and of course, there's also that storm surge flooding threat near coastal areas. Also out in the Atlantic today, Hurricane Teddy, which could impact Bermuda early next week. If that were to happen, it would be the second hurricane in a week to impact that island. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers, with highs in the 60s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers, a bit muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and not as cool, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, maybe some morning showers south and east of Albany, highs in the 60s. And on Saturday, mostly sunny and cool, with highs only in the 50s to low 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.